Time to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today's guest, Kelly Cook, president of the Pike County 4-H, and Chloe Willis, the junior Miss Pike County second runner-up. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And Kelly, we'll start with you. Of course, the Pike County 4-H Fair kicked off on Sunday. It's been a busy week already, but tonight through Saturday, you're excited. You've got a great offer for everyone. Free rides.
Yes, you heard that correct. Free rides. Free unlimited rides for all ages. And we're inviting everyone to come out to the Pike County 4-H Fair and visit us this evening. It's an exciting time.
You know, when it comes to 4-H fairs, it's all about the kids. It's all about the projects. And it's been a busy week in the 4-H livestock barn, I know, and that continues today as well.
That's correct. It's been a very busy time. Today, our shows are all complete, and now today we're doing our supreme showmanship. So our master showmans of all of our breeds compete, and they do a round-robin competition with each different breed. So that's an exciting time for them. That's usually our older 4-H exhibitors compete against each other, and they trade around and do a round robin showing of each species of animal. So that's always fun, and it's a challenging time for them. So,
and what time does that get underway?
That starts at 9 o'clock this morning is that competition. So, and it usually goes till in that small and large animal at 9 a.m. and they're usually finished around noon or 1 o'clock. And then we have a judge come in and judges them. Actually, it takes a couple of judges. Then we get our results tomorrow evening at 5:30 during our livestock auction. Right before the livestock auction starts, we award the small supreme showmanship and the large supreme. And they're very nice trophies. They're pretty tall, and the kids are always excited when we get to award those out. So.
Absolutely. Livestock auction tomorrow, that's always the big kind of finale, and that's a chance for the kids to kind of capitalize on all their hard work. And what time does that get underway?
5:30 tomorrow, Friday evening.
5:30 is the livestock auction at the Pike County 4-H Fair. Mud Corral Racing in the amphitheater tonight. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, we have a great big large mud pit dug out, and it is a challenging pit where we release a pig, and the pig runs through the mud pit, around the PVC pipe, and back to the starting gate. So it's sort of like a relay race, and it's a timed event. So whoever has the best time, you cannot touch the pig, and the pig leads the race. But if your pig doesn't loop around the PVC pipe, then you got to shoo him right back around again. So, and it's just a lot of fun. The pig is always the winner because the pig does its lap and runs back and is usually eating something good to eat. And the competitors are laying flat on their backs in the mud pit. So it's a fun time.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss that.
No.
7 o'clock tonight in the amphitheater. And then the demo derby. Everybody loves the demo derby. No fair is complete without that. That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow evening, yes. Demo derby registration starts at 3 p.m. tomorrow. And then we actually get it underway at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening.
Pike County Fair demo derby tomorrow, 8 o'clock. And then it wraps up on Saturday with Supercross racing at the fairgrounds.
Yes, we start out at 9 a.m. with a youth fishing tournament at Pride's Creek Park. And then over at the fairgrounds, we also have a antique car show going on. At noon, we'll have Arivac Lands. We have the fire department, sheriff's department, and the Pike County Health Department is all going to be there at noon as well for a summer safety tip. Just a little program going on, and then the kids or adults all can tour Arivac, check out a police car, the fire engine, and it's a fun time too. We're going to have some fun giveaways for that event.
Man, it's an action-packed final 3 days. Again, free rides, 6 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 5 o'clock on Saturday. The Pike County 4-H grounds are at Hornady Park. We got to talk to our royalty here.
Yes.
Chloe Willis is the junior Miss Pike County second runner-up. Chloe, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about the competition. Were you nervous?
I was a little nervous, but I'm a dancer also, so I'm just used to getting up on stage and everything just comes natural. So,
what made you decide to run for junior Miss?
I did it a couple of years back, and I loved it. I got Little Miss Pike County, and I thought that I would do it again, so I did Junior Miss Pike County and got second runner-up.
What do you think is the toughest part in a competition?
Having to compete against the friends that you meet, and, like, it's really hard, like, but it's fun. I like making new friends. And
absolutely. Well, and so it's not over. Of course, you're there at the fair all week, mm-hmm. and all these activities we just mentioned, you'll be there, right?
Yeah.
And that will continue throughout the years. You represent Pike County and as a junior Miss second runner-up. Congratulations to you and to all of the court for a great job in the competition. That was Monday and Tuesday night. Is there a website or where they can find more information, Kelly, if they want to find out anything we just talked about?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook at the Pike County 4-H Fair, or you can also go to our website at the extension.purdue.edu/pike. You'll find us.
Perfect.
I couldn't get that out. Sorry about that.
You did great. You did great. Well, ladies, thanks so much for coming up. It's a busy fair at the Pike County Fairgrounds at Hornady Park in Petersburg. Free rides for the rest of the week and weekend through Saturday. Lots of activities planned. Guys, a great job for this year's fair, and we wish you continued success and appreciate the update this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.